Hello out there. This is Old Buck Dave again, coming to you from Old Buck City, I guess. there's a jovial person with me, and that person is called...
Yeah, that would be Old Buck Dale over here. How you doing? How you doing, David?
How you doing? I'm doing well. You're doing well.
Good.
Yeah, so everybody's good today?
We're good. Nothing. A few stories, but nothing to complain about.
Well, nobody cares about their stories.
Yeah.
But you know what people should care about?
What?
This is a special podcast episode for us because...
Special occasion.
It is a special occasion, folks. This is our one-year anniversary.
1 year.
So happy birthday to the two old bucks. They said we would never last this long.
So we made it 61 in 1 year. 60 years we've been buddies, and we made it another year as buddies.
Yeah, let me get some statistics here. So how many episodes have we done in a year?
I don't know. I just listen to them.
You do. 56. We're doing a little better than per week. You know, we kind of jammed a couple early on then. Early on, guess how many countries we have listeners in?
How many countries we have listening to us? You mean
how many listeners? Yeah, what countries do our listeners come from? How many countries?
Oh, maybe six.
24. we've planted seeds in 24 countries, buddy. Some of those seeds have sprouted. Some of them have gone dormant, but
so. So do you remember the early days, Dave, when it all started?
I do remember how it
and
all
you,
started.
And you said to me what? What did you say?
I said, I called you up one day. I said, hey, Dell, we're going to do a podcast.
And my answer was, what's a podcast?
What's a podcast? And I tried to explain it to you. And then you said, you tweak the FM dial,
well,
and it's right
since
here.
It's right here
between this station and this station.
All right, I'll do it. Let's try it. Whatever it is, if you want to do it, I'll help you.
So here we are a year later.
Yeah.
A year later.
It's been fun.
It has been fun. You know, we've put out a lot of episodes in a lot of countries, and, think all the Ambien prescriptions that were able to be canceled across the world,
and all the things have yet to be understood, all the laughs, actually, you know, Dave, I mean, looking back on it, it really has been a lot of fun. We never intended to set the world on fire. We had some great beginnings, you know, you and I together, and owe a lot to all those folks in Normalville.
Normalville and everywhere else, but especially Normalville.
I mean, I believe we've probably put a couple of people onto some good books and maybe made them think about some things, and certainly know we appreciate every one of them.
Yeah,
all the vivacious vixens and
we've had some interesting contests and misplaced modifiers and all that sort of thing. Oh man. Who came up with the name? I think you probably came up with the name, but I'm not sure. It doesn't matter, I guess. But
we bantered that around. Because that's what we were. That's what we felt like.
Yeah, but then I had this idea for our logo would be these two crumpled up dollar bills, and I was taking photographs of the dollar bills and crumpling them up, and
those kind of old bucks.
And you said, "Let's just get antlers." That made a whole lot more sense.
And if anybody's ever seen that photo on our website, I just want them to know that I'm the guy on the right.
On my right or your right?
Looking at the picture, I'm the guy on the right.
Okay, I'll have to take your word for it because I just know I'm the good looking one. But I thought I'd also take this opportunity to thank some of the people behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of people that, you know, it's not just the two of us that makes this happen.
Right.
Like This American Life and all the other podcasts, we've got a big staff behind us, and I'd like to recognize some of those people. So first of all, we have Dave from accounting. He pays the bills, you know, and he funnels our crypto income to our offshore accounts.
He helps us explain crypto.
He helps us explain crypto. Yeah, we got Studio Dave. He manages the studio, of course, and you know, reserves the remote sites when we, particularly for you. He sends all your bills to Dave from accounting when you send these.
Sets up all them great locations. Yeah, yeah.
Keeps you supplied with those Cuban cigars. Yeah. that's all part of his job. And then we've got Marketing Dave.
That's right.
He sells the advertising. He's been a little bit slacker there. He hasn't been doing too much ad work lately.
We've been plugging products and never getting a dime out of them.
He's looking for ways to get that listenership up into double digits maybe. Yeah.
And what about our guy Editing Dave?
Editing Dave.
He does a remarkable job.
Unbelievable.
They're making this stuff legible.
Editing Dave. He's Audio Engineer Dave. He and Editing Dave work hand in hand. Mm-hmm. They've got tough jobs, man. Oh man. Oh, man.
because Broadcast Dave and Broadcast Dell, after we're done, we go home. But Editing Dave and we're done.
We're done.
And I got to tell you, as a broadcaster myself or a podcaster, I really appreciate working with Editing Dave. He's the best.
He's okay. What about Legalese Dave?
Legalese Dave, he watches all those things.
He takes
sure
care of the libel suits and
all
the suits pending against us. So he's got a big job too. You know, I looked at some of these other titles that these podcasts have: project manager, outreach manager, writer/editor, voiceover
Dave.
Specialist, graphic designer, administrator.
Well, folks, I guess you get the impression. We got 11 people working for us, and one is Dell, and the other 10 are Dave.
fortunately, Dell is the creative genius behind all this.
Yeah.
Whether he realizes it or not, he just kind of stumbles into this stuff. But anyway.
Anyhow, it's been a great fun. Any repeat listeners, we appreciate it, like old Buck Tom and old Buck Bob and old Buck Gene and those guys.
We appreciate all our loyal listeners.
Yeah.
Russia is still our number two country here. They've pushed aside Germany and Canada and some of these other countries that were vying for the U.S. here.
It's probably, in the wintertime it gets dark over there and there'd be nothing more soothing than trying to listen to old Buck Dave and old Buck Dale tell stories. And before you know it, they... sleeping soundly.
Off in Dosvidanya land.
Dreaming of reindeer.
Yeah, dreaming of reindeer. Anyway, it's been a hoot. And
it'll be a hoot a while longer, I hope.
Yeah, it's going to hope. Hopefully we're going to do our two-year anniversary next year.
Oh, by the way, I spoke to old Mataraz, and Mataraz says...
Mataraz.
Hey, he says, I listen to you guys all the time. He said, makes him laugh. Makes him smile.
Yeah, boy.
Thinking about the old days, so...
But hey, enough of that. We can only pat ourselves on the back so long here.
I got something I wanted to tell you.
What are you going to tell me?
You remember a while back I was talking about an issue with a grill.
The Weber grill. I wasn't supposed to say Weber.
Weber grill. Let's just be honest, because this may help some people out there. I didn't know this. I said I had a problem with Weber grill. I spent a long time trying to get in touch with them. I finally talked to somebody, and I mentioned the word fire, and they have a division that deals with that.
The fire division.
Well, if a grill catches on fire, they'll put you right to basically a fire division, someone that deals with that issue. So I said, but while they're doing that to me, I said, but if I could just talk to somebody and tell them what's going on, but. And then they said, no, we'll send you the parts. And they did.
Oh.
And the thing did catch on fire, and it did melt some stuff. I replaced all that, and it worked.
It worked.
But I said, there's something wrong with this grill. There's something wrong. It just will not work properly. So here's the end of the story. The other day, about Tuesday, I spent 20 or 30 minutes on hold, listening to due to a large call volume, and we appreciate your business. You know the routine. Okay, so finally,
I think they all buy that recording and they all plug it in, use the same.
Finally, the music stopped, and someone said hello, and I said hello. Are you a real person? And she said yes. What's the problem? So I told him, and she goes, well, If it's a fire, I said, please, just listen to what I'm telling you. I said, I can't adjust the flame on this thing. Then she says, well, did you register it? And I said, yes, I did. Do you have the serial number on it? I said, yes, we do, because I was calling from the, you know, right next to it. I said, I have two exact grills. One works really well and one doesn't. What could be the problem? So she's asking me all kind of questions to prove my authenticity. And I said, ma'am, I said, can I speak to someone that technically understands what's going on? And she says, you know, she says, these serial numbers on the two grills that you have don't match. She said, one is for propane.
Oh.
And one is for natural gas. So listen up, folks. Don't make the mistake of buying a Weber grill that you want to use for propane that's only made for natural gas.
Or vice versa, I guess.
Right. So I said, I think you're right here,
problem
ma'am.
Problem solved.
Problem solved.
Nice.
The natural gas orifice on the fuel manifold are so much bigger, it just will not produce a decent flame, a nice hot flame. So I said, well, what do we got to do to change it? She said, can't help you.
Can't help you.
Do you have a kit? She said, we don't do it. I said, she said, I can't tell you the number of people. So then I even called the propane people and asked them if they
did you basically buy the wrong one, or where it was not labeled correctly at the store?
No, we bought the wrong grill. It is not interchangeable. We're going to have to give it away. It was about a $900 or $1,100 grill.
Well, you can give it to me.
Oh, do you have natural gas?
Just go ahead.
You're full of methane, is what you're saying.
I'm full of methane. It's like you at the theater.
This thing is now useless to it, but if you go online, you can see it, or you can convert them, but very tedious process. You got to buy a lot of stuff and put new orifices in and get them the right opening and so on and so forth. So that was the solution. That's why we could not get this grill to work. Be very careful that the grill you buy, used or otherwise, is going to work on your gas supply. Otherwise, Weber will not change it for you, and they don't have parts for it unless you try to do it on the open market, which is really tricky. So that's
interesting.
It.
Wow. Okay, folks, that was our public service announcement for the week. So that was a good one.
That was a good public service, Robin. Pay attention to that one.
Yeah. So what else are you paying attention to?
You know, somebody asked me the other day, they said, what is the difference between a stream, a creek, and a brook? And I said, you know, in my mind, those are all very similar. And how about yourself? I mean,
somebody actually asked you this? I'd use them interchangeably.
So it's like the width of the stream or the flow or where it's at. Because it's not like a canal, it's not like a ditch, it's not like, you know, stuff like that. So I ran across the word, I spelled it for you earlier. How do you pronounce it? Can you pronounce it?
You spelled it right. That was amazing.
How do you pronounce it?
Phytotelma.
Phytotelma.
Plural phytotelmata. I just learned this like 5 minutes ago, folks, right before we started.
Okay, well, it's not something you use very often.
He actually spelled it right, and I looked it up, and I said, damn, he spelled it right.
It's spelled Phytotelma. Okay, so how this started was I looked up the term body of water in Wikipedia, and I was amazed, absolutely amazed, at the various names for body of waters, from like an aurora.
Bodies of water.
Right? Yeah, bodies of water.
Well, you're going to get slammed on that one. Somebody's going to get
you. Well, bodies of water, that's plural, yeah. But the first one in the list is called Arroyo. You know what an arroyo is.
Arroyo.
Arroyo.
I thought that was like a canyon.
An arroyo is a pathway that only gets filled with water at certain times, during a storm.
You remember Louis Arroyo?
No.
Pitcher?
No.
Major league pitcher? Okay.
You're getting off. You're going to make me lose my train of thought. Keep and that's that, easy enough to do.
Keep that train on the tracks,
so
baby.
Anyhow, I'm looking this up. You know, this is the listeners. We have some very sophisticated listeners out there, and they're going to want to look up that NERM, which is, pronounce it again, David?
Phytotelma.
Yeah, they're going to want to know what a phytotelma is, how big it is, where it's located, because most people maybe have seen one. They just don't. They might even have one. They just don't know what it is, what it's called. So I looked at this stuff. So I looked up creek.
And then we went to school with an Elma. It's different, though. Go ahead.
Yes, we did.
I'm still trying.
So all of these, names, it's a huge
track,
huge list of names. And I was really impressed with what some people call, you know, what different people have different names for all these things. But all the English names for these, what was the last? Let's see. I think the last, what was it? Yeah, it starts with Arroyo and ends with Wetland as being the last name in this list of, and it goes through the whole alphabet. So there's lots of names for a lot of bodies
of
water.
Lots of different types of water. Okay, that's kind of, that's interesting.
If you're, it's like, if you have nothing better to do, if someone asks you that question, Google that and look that up. And you'll be surprised if you live near a body of water, how many names there may be for it. So, like, live near a lake.
What's that got to do with Phytotelma?
It is a little body of water.
It's a body of water. Mm-hmm. Where is it? Where is it?
I'm going to challenge our listeners to figure that one
out.
We're
going to
get some letters from afar.
All right.
What that is.
Okay.
And they'll tell us.
All right, folks. Bucks2old@gmail.com.
So, like I told
you, one in with the right answer gets...
You remember what I told you when you asked...
split one of our offshore bank accounts with you.
You remember what I told you earlier? If I was to describe myself, you said, hey...
Yourself.
You said, if you would describe yourself, Dale, what would you say? And I would say, I have perseverance, and I have intelligence, but no genius.
No genius.
So I'm working on genius now.
I don't know, man. You're like a creative genius to me.
You wonder
where
at 5:30 in the morning on Sunday I come up with these things and write
it's 5 o'clock again. He's sending me this crap already.
Good people, we, along with being together on a podcast, that is something that has been a real blessing to me. Is at 5:30 in the morning I could come up with something as strange as this. Everybody needs a friend that they can write to for something like this.
And don't encourage him.
David's been that friend. So anyhow, that's my story on bodies of water.
Bodies of water. Okay. Phytotelma.
Yeah.
Here we come. You know, there's like, I was reading that in Swedish or something, there's something like 30 words for ice. It's the same idea that, well, it's not the same idea, actually. It's that it's so much a part of their culture that they can slice and dice ice into different names.
So that makes perfect sense. That's like the Israelites had so many names for God.
Okay.
They had several names. So if you're somewhere where there's lots of snow, and would you say Iceland or Sweden? Is that what you said?
It's one of those Nordic countries.
So they know good snow, bad snow.
Yep.
They can tell what the snow is going to do. If it
blue
melts,
snow,
you know, what we can use, what we could drink, what we could
dirty
do.
Dirty snow.
So that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. That's more useful information. Going out on the pod waves. We're in the doghouse today, buddy.
Hey, speaking of doghouse, I don't wonder how many people saw that article about the dog that inherited all that money. I think his name was Gunther.
Gunther. Gee, I saw a clip on TV about that.
Well, they
I thought that was made up the first time I saw it.
No, apparently a very wealthy man or a person left all his fortune to a dog, and this was Gunther III. A German Shepherd, beautiful dog, and he then passed away. So I saw this thing, and of course, you know, my mind being what it is, you know, I started smiling to myself. And I said, if this dog has all this money, there must be a huge entourage of people that are benefiting from that.
You know, yeah, I mean, he's got to have...
got to have lawyers. You got to have feeders. There's people that just do nothing but throw the ball for him or something. And I'm thinking...
the ball thrower, yeah.
I'm thinking, and he has this huge...
It's like a podcast staff.
Yeah, and he's got a $35 million home that he's going to put on the market. So did the dog make that decision?
I was going to say, does the dog know that?
So think about... I kept thinking about this. I said, I wonder if anybody would follow the money on this. How would that work?
You're going to the pound, Gunther. We got it.
Maybe there's some stipulation saying that you can't do this, but after so many years, this would all, then he would obviously reach his lifespan or something. Maybe it was a setup to let him live comfortably for the number of dog years that are available to him. But
clearly somebody that had more time and money.
Well, what if you met old Gunther and you said, how about you and I getting married?
He's looking pretty good, Gunther.
And then all of a sudden...
Like if you said, oh, man.
Yeah, this is my spouse,
Gunther. My spouse is really a dog. That'd be a compliment.
I'm now entitled to half of a $35 million estate.
Oh, my gosh. You could buy as many Weber grills as you want.
But I'm laughing to myself that, A, it's possible to do that.
I'm picturing this now, you and Gunther.
Yeah, me and Gunther. Are you going to be down on all fours
with Gunther to just kind of be part of his world?
So
Gunther's a guy, I'm presuming.
I wouldn't even have to chase the ball. We could pay people to do that. So I would convince Gunther he didn't need all those people around to do that. Just throw the ball out in the yard and leave it there with the rest of the tennis balls, you know. But I thought about that. How could somebody set this up? That has got to be an hilarious financial,
this could be a sitcom,
mathematical nightmare, or so clever. So many people are making money off of this that, you know, it's like, boy, what a clever thing to do is leave it all to your dog and then let your children inherit it when they get to be 40 or something.
Let's put this on the record so CBS doesn't steal it from us again. This is our idea. This is Dell's idea. Dell of
Let's
Two Old Bucks
dog.
Podcast. Any sitcom royalties come our way, his way, anyway. Hey, I want to do a plug.
A plug?
For the competition here.
Okay.
All right. Not really the competition. We're kind of in a class of our own. But it's a podcast that's fast become my favorite podcast to listen to besides Two Old Bucks. And it's called Pivot. All right? Pivot.
That sounds familiar.
Okay. The two people on the podcast are Kara Swisher and Scott Galloway. And each of them also has another podcast on their own. She has one that she does by herself called Sway. And he has one he does on his own called Prof G-Pod. All right. Now, Swisher's, she's a very well-known Silicon Valley journalist. Okay. She's been studying Silicon Valley forever. She's writes great articles, great stories. Mark Zuckerberg is afraid of her, buddy. Believe me, he sweats in his hoodie when she comes around. And as far as Galloway, he's professor of marketing at NYU. He's had several startup. This is a graduate course. He teaches in graduate school there, and he's had several startups. He's kind of a marketing wizard. He studies companies and trends and. But the Pivot podcast spends a lot of time looking at Silicon Valley and
you find that interesting?
I think it's really interesting because I'm finding somebody who thinks that this Facebook and Google and all this stuff is what I've been thinking about it for a long time, and it's, you know, it's,
what was that? What are you thinking
about?
Well,
I mean, it's going to turn the world into something different than what it could be otherwise.
You mean like this Meta thing?
The metaverse, and you know, let's spend more time in artificial reality, and you know, let's give all the kids a screen when they're 2 years old, so they won't know what real real communications are and what real people are.
They won't even have to learn to write.
This is kind of a rant, but these folks do some really good analysis of the different companies. Galloway made a crack about Elon Musk. You know, Elon Musk went on Twitter saying, you know, I've got X billion dollars worth of stock. Should I sell it? All right, and he let his Twitter people vote on whether he should sell it or not. Well, the guy points out, he's going to sell it, okay? The option expires at the end of the year. He's going to sell it. This is just a little game he's playing. Musk tweets that this guy's a numbskull. So he says, I'm a numbskull. Elon thinks I'm a numbskull. So that's good enough for me. But I got to tell you one thing. Do not listen to these people at bedtime. They are not going to put you to sleep, okay? It's high energy. It's unfiltered. You learn some new words there.
Oh.
And they're kind of the anti-bucks in that regard. But I'm saying, listen to Pivot. Go download Pivot and see what you think.
It'll be the two of them.
It'll be the two of them.
Discussing different things that you and I discuss.
Yeah. Except a lot more intelligently than we do. Like they know what they're talking about.
I guess it's nice to have somebody that you can talk to on your own level. You could probably compete with them. I couldn't. I wouldn't.
No. Listen to them. Listen to them once. Now, this is honestly, you know, a lot of, you know, times you'll meet people and you say, I could do that. Or, yeah, I could have done that. Or, yeah, I thought of that. When I listen to these guys, especially him, it's like, he's thinking a million miles a second. Mm. He's really, really an interesting big picture guy. They're both really interesting, at least for me anyway. So listen to them, folks. Tell us what you think. Bucks2old@gmail.com. That's us.
Well, we encourage people to ask us questions. And, you know, we might. Dare to be dangerous, live dangerously, and give advice.
Hey, speaking.
You know, I told somebody the other day, I said, you know, I am an augury.
Augury?
And they said, what?
Is that different than an ogre?
A-U-G-A-U-G-U-R-Y. And they said, what is that? And I said,
like an auger?
I predicted you were going to say that. I could predict you were going to say that. When I tell people I'm an augury, you can always be certain they'll say, what is that? So,
okay. Tell us what you are.
Everybody listening to Old Bucks, go ahead and give me your, send your question. And
Nobody's going to tell us what
Bucks
that is.
We've already put them on gmail.com.
Phytothelma or whatever.
Anyhow, your marketing deals with those emails, so I might not get them.
You probably won't. Yeah, they get filtered out. Yeah. Hey, speaking of emails, we did get a letter from afar.
Oh, did I? Uh-oh.
Yeah. This is from none other than Normalville.
Oh, okay.
And I recall a couple episodes back you were talking about the Normalville Moose.
Yeah, I thought there was a moose club there.
It turns out, this is from a resident, says there is no moose club in Normalville because Normalville is dry. It is a dry town.
It's dry?
It is dry. Now, this loyal listener...
I remember Normalville having a bar in every corner.
This listener said, but everybody knows where to go.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So a lot of speakeasies in Normalville, apparently.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the clarifying that for our good listeners in Normalville. We love everybody there.
On that note, I think it's time to say goodbye.
Ah, well,
believe it or not.
Yeah. Old Buck Dell saying thank you. Thank you for the memories and all the good times.
This is Old Buck Dave saying the same thing. Happy anniversary for us. Happy anniversary to us. Thanks, folks. Take care. Bye-bye. Wait a minute. Stop the music. Stop the music. I just checked. For everybody's information, I'm the guy on the right. Adios, folks.